listener production.
Hello, Brianna Redhead with your local briefing. A historic timber mill is being demolished in Manjimup. The 1913 asbestos-ridden building prompted contamination concerns after going up in flames in December 2022. Dust mitigation works will be undertaken as it goes down over the next 3 months. A more than $3 billion state budget surplus has been carried by WA's mining industry. That's according to the Association of Mining and Exploration Companies, who says they're glad to see two important issues which the industry struggles with addressed in the budget. CEO Warren Pearce says for too long, WA's strategic industrial areas have been underinvested in.
By investing the $500 million fund, we'll be able to clear those areas and make sure they are project-ready, plug-and-play areas. The investment can come, build and begin their work, creating much-needed economic opportunities as well as many jobs.
Investigations are underway after a 71-year-old man was allegedly hit by a car in Busselton. It happened while he was crossing the road at the Bussell Highway BP service station around 8:30 in the morning of Tuesday, April 23. He was taken to Perth for treatment. Any witnesses are urged to contact Crime Stoppers. And a Great Southern fish and chip shop has been crowned the best in WA, Hooked on Middleton Beach winning the top honour at the WA Seafood Industry Awards. It sent the family-ran business in the running for the national title. In sport, big board riders from across the state have flocked to Denmark for the 2024 WA Longboard Championships, the three-day event set to get underway from today and will see competitors hit the water across 13 divisions. Dunsborough local Ryan Clark going against the pack in the battle for the state title, while Margaret Rivers and Amanda Curley will look to defend her over-50s Australian champion title. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.